You're listening to the School of Sales podcast, the podcast where women know that making sales is a necessity to keep doing what you love. So let's make some money and have fun at the same time while making sales, okay? Let's go. Hey, it is Macy McNeely here with a solo episode for you. I'm headed home from a day at the office. It's crazy because a week ago today, we were sitting in Tampa in our mastermind, and just the 180 that has happened inside the business is wild. We are recording underground videos, kind of like what's happening behind the scenes, and it's just so crazy to watch how much happens. We've been doing it for 3 months, and watching these videos back, it's like, whoa. Like, I swear, we treat each month like a year, and I love it that way. It's been awesome. So all is good. It's also, you know, hard and also exhilarating and exciting. I recently finished a challenge myself, my personal self, and I want to talk a little bit about it. It was 75 hard, and I didn't really talk about it too much publicly because honestly, I just needed to be in my own self, in my own body, in my own head doing this challenge. If you don't know what 75 hard is, it's a mental toughness challenge. And for 75 days, you do 2 45 minute workouts every day. You do a gallon of water every day. You follow a diet with no alcohol. You take a progress picture and you read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. And, you know, I've always kind of toyed with the idea of doing it, but like, I just thought that I was good enough. Like I had it down. Like I never had a problem working out. I always just kind of quote ate healthy. And it just never seemed like I needed something so intense to jolt me into a new way of living. Like I thought my way of living was good enough. And I was sitting in the hair chair one day, and I had listened to the podcast. Andy Frisella is the creator of the challenge. I listened to his podcast about 75 hard, and I remember him saying, hey, you're going to have every reason why you should not do this challenge. You're working, you're in school, it's winter time, it's the holidays, you have kids, you have a newborn, you're pregnant. Like, he's like, every reason that you come up with is the very reason. He said, this is the point. This is the point to be able to go on vacation and still hold yourself to a high standard, to be able to go on, you know, have holidays and be able to keep promises to yourself. Like, this is literally the point. You're not supposed to do 75 hard when you have nothing on the calendar. And so like I had a Disney trip on the calendar. I'm breastfeeding my 6-month-old. He was like 4 months at the time. I'm like working and growing a business. I got a 2.5. I had every single reason not to do it in my own head, but I was sitting in the hair chair. I had already worked out. I already had a good breakfast, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do it. It was August 2nd. It wasn't even like the beginning of a month, and it was in the middle of the day. Honestly, I was like, whatever. Today is day one. I've decided. And I learned a life-changing lesson that I want to tell you about today. There's so many life-changing things that have happened to me from doing this challenge. It is by far the best thing I have done for myself, for my mental toughness, tenfold. And, you know, even Austin, my husband, he's like, you are so much sharper. You're the sharpest I've ever seen you. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm just getting started. That's how I feel. And I just want to tell you one lesson today of what I learned. I'm sure I could give you 100 more in other episodes, but so the 5 things that are in it is 2 45 minute workouts, 1 gallon of water, 10 pages a day, 1 progress picture, and then a diet. And I would go through these checklists, and I was like, okay, this is easy in the sense that I know exactly what to do. I can measure a gallon of water. It's 3 Stanleys. I can measure 2 workouts, 45 minutes. I have an Apple Watch. Like, I can measure the inside out workouts and the outside. I can measure it all. One thing that was throwing me off was the diet, believe it or not, because there are so many diets. Like, and I felt like I was just negotiating with myself all the time of what diet do I want to be on? There are so many options. Okay. That's the key word here, options. So I was thinking about like macros. If it fits your macros, that's a diet, right? I even like got a mini course on counting macros. And it's crazy because the people that I follow on Instagram that count macros, like they'll have a Rice Krispie treat before their workout because it fits their macros and it's their pre-workout snack and it makes sense to them, right? And then there's people that do high fat, and then there's people that do low fat, and there's people that do carb cycling, and then there's intermittent fasting. Like there's so many options. And I had this idea of what healthy was to me, right? And it was mostly like not really packaged food, but also if you look on the back of like a pirate's booty little bag, it's only like 70 calories. It's like, well, if I'm counting calories, like this could fit. And so I found myself making a ton of game time decisions. Game time decisions. And what I mean by that is it was, you know, dinner time and I was like, okay, I'm hungry. You know, I really want the steak and, you know, it comes with the sauce. Is the sauce on the diet? Well, I guess it could be. I mean, it's just like vinegar and, you know, this and there's butter in it, but I'm having fat, so it's probably fine. Yeah, it's fine. I'll just eat it. Or if I ever felt any kind of like pang of hunger, just like a little, I would instantly reach for a snack and I was making these game time decisions. I was like, okay, well, this is an orange and it's a fruit and it's healthy. And so, yeah, this is on my diet, right? And, or if I, you know, felt any kind of emotion, I could feel myself like wanting to eat something. And if it was on the quote diet, I was like, yeah, this is good enough. But I was probably like 20 days in of 75 hard. And I was like, okay, I'm like doing it, but I don't feel like super challenged. Like I want to feel, I've always worked out. So adding a 45-minute walk outside was like a gift, to be honest. Like I loved it so much. I got to listen to so many more, so much more content and trainings. And the gallon of water, it was like 3 Stanleys, 1, 2, 3 throughout the day. Easy reading, easy. Like it was just also easy. I just had to schedule it in basically, but I could tell my eating wasn't challenging me. I could feel it just being the same. So I noticed on the list how everything was super specific. And I was like, you know what? I am going to set some rules and specificity for my diet. And then my brain went to, but there's so many options. I went back into this cycle of there's so many options. Like, how do I know what I want to pick? And so I actually started journaling as my $20 million self. A lot of you know I've been talking a lot about being $20 million Macy today and who she is today. I've been at around 1.5 to 2 million for 3 years, and in order for a different result to come, I've got to be a different person. So anytime I'm trying to make a decision, I think about $20 million Macy. And so I journaled for a few days on this, on, okay, what does $20 million Macy, what does she think about when she thinks about food? What does she think about when she thinks about making dinner and like how she feels about hunger and how she feels about, like how she just feels in her body? Like, what is she doing? And, you know, a few things were super clear. There's actually two things that were really, really clear. Number one is $20 million Macy can have a very sharp functioning brain every hour of the day. And $1.5 million Macy would 100% be done by like 2 o'clock mentally. And I know that I would kind of almost always wake up super early and work immediately because I kind of knew I was like racing against the clock until my brain would just shut down and I would just be tired and just over it, right? And I knew $20 million Macy was not like that. Like she could make high level decisions, jump on calls and have high level conversations at any point of the day. And so in order to have that clarity, I know for a fact what would make me crash is my blood sugar. And the only reason I know this is because I, you know, follow like the Glucose Goddess and I follow like Metabolism Makeover and Megan Hansen, Megan the Dietitian on Instagram. And I hear them talking about blood sugar all the time, but in my head, for whatever reason, I was like, oh, that doesn't apply to me because like I'm healthy, right? And so this is when I was like, okay, I'm gonna focus on blood sugar more than anything else. And I've done Metabolism Makeover and her method is protein, healthy fat, and fiber. When you eat protein, healthy fat, and fiber, your blood sugar stabilizes. And so all that really means is a piece of meat, for me, a piece of meat, some sort of fat, and a bunch of vegetables, basically. So I was like, okay, that is what I've called my protocol. my rule is like, this is what I eat. I eat protein, I eat some sort of fat, and I eat, like, even if it's salad dressing or nuts or, you know, whatever, and vegetables. Another thing that $20 million Macy, I knew for a fact, did not do was snack. I don't know what it was, y'all. I had this like vision. I like described $20 million Macy, and she has a gorgeous Chanel purse. Okay. Gorgeous. And I'll tell you one thing that is not in that purse. It's like a bag of pretzels, which is what I typically would love to snack on. I was like, okay, she doesn't open her purse to grab her lipstick and you hear a wrapper of pretzels. You don't, no, absolutely not. The only thing that's in her Chanel bag is some lipstick and some cash. Can I get an amen? And so I kind of just like made the decision that I'm not going to snack anymore. And that also requires each meal to be really thoughtful so that it holds me over until the next snack. So all of this seems fine and dandy and normal until day one of me committing to a quote diet. What it was so difficult, y'all. Like, I had no idea the grip that my habits had on me until I had to let them go. I had no idea. And I found that any time I felt just a ping of stress or frustration, boredom, even like a little hunger, I was like, oh, I need a snack. Oh, I need something to eat. I need something to eat. I need a break. I need to have some. And oh my gosh, to tell you how many times that happened throughout the day, it was constantly, even if the food is healthy, right? It's still just like an emotional recover, like an emotional refuge or an emotional release of eating versus just solving the problem or handling the stress. And I saw this TikTok of this guy talking about how, like, we now live in a society where it's like any tiny little wave of hunger is just like an emergency for people, when really it's just simply not. It's not an emergency. A meal is coming in just a few hours. Finish what you're doing, right? Finish the drill, cross the finish line. And when it's time to eat, you're going to eat, fuel your body really well. And when I tell you, like, the amount, what I felt like, have you guys heard of the like Russian sled dogs, where every time they heard a bell, they would get fed, and so they would have saliva coming out of their mouth, and then over time they would ring the bell and not feed them, and then the saliva would stop coming? Well, that's what was happening. It was like the bell would ring, the emotions would come, the hunger would come, you know, and it's almost like mental hunger. It was not physical hunger, I can guarantee you that. But and like my mouth would like start watering, and the less that I, you know, did what it told me to do, the less that I obeyed my instincts, the less I started to feel those things, the less I started to react to those things. And when I tell you, I have never felt more sharp. I've never felt more energy. Y'all, when I would just, y'all know how I wake up now on my own at 3:55 in the morning. I'm not telling you that as a flex. That's just who I am now. I can't even help it at this point. And I'm reading in bed at night. Okay. That's how sharp my brain is. I have not touched the TV remote. I used to watch The Office every single night. I have not touched the TV remote at all. Like, the only time the TV is on is when my husband and Rush are watching football, because my brain is just like alert, and it is just looking for the next thing to do or the next thing to learn or the next thing to implement constantly. Okay. And so my point of this lesson right here is, honestly, the point that I was really wanting to make is the power of protocols. When there are so many options, like especially in your business, you know what I mean when I say there are so many options. There are so many options of how you could grow your business. And a lot of times we have an idea, like just like the diet, right? I had an idea of what was healthy. I had an idea of what I wanted to eat. But when it actually came to game time decisions, like sometimes I would just kind of like change my mind on the fly or question it or negotiate. And honestly, I think a huge part of the mental clarity that has come is that the constant negotiation of, do I want to eat this? Do I not want to eat? Is this healthy? Is this not healthy? It's just gone. The negotiation is gone, and there's just room to think. And I want you to think about this with your business too. Like, how many of you are making game time decisions on what you want to do that day? And of course there are seasons for that. Like, don't get me wrong, this last week has been so much game time decisions, but have a baseline, have a protocol, like a sales girl protocol that helps me know I'm going to move the needle. And that protocol is at least one 45 minute workout. I've been doing two ever since 75 hard because I just love it. I can't get enough of it. Reading is a protocol. Getting ready every single day, no matter what, is a protocol. Writing a sales message in full sentences and then presenting it. Like, this is a sales message I'm presenting to you right now. I've been presenting a lot of sales messages in our like membership area, like just all different places messages are being presented. But if I know I can get those things done, the needle has been moved in some capacity. I'm just sure of it. And if you commit to a sales girl protocol for a year, like, there's absolutely no way that you can't get results. There's no way. It is literally impossible, because when you're reading, you're taking in new thoughts, you're exercising and you're kind of marinating and thinking about the new thoughts. You're in a better mood. You have more energy. You're getting ready so that you feel, when you feel like the spirit hits you, you're going to want to share the message because you're going to want to be seen. And then you're writing and you're teasing your thoughts out even more and you're realizing what's actually in your head. I heard this quote that said, I don't even know what I'm thinking until I see it on paper. And the more that I've journaled and written down in full sentences, I'm like, wow, I had no idea that's what was in my brain. And it's either helpful or it's not, and it needs to go. Like, it's either thoughts from the Lord or thoughts from the devil, and the devil's got to go, right? And it's just been life-changing to just remove the options, remove the negotiation, remove the questioning, and just simply implement. And now I'm doing phase one of 75 hard, and you add on things. So the things that you add is a 5-minute cold shower, a 10-minute visualization, and 3 additional needle moving activities. And I'm like, wow, I'm like building so much tolerance. What 75 hard used to feel just so hard, it's like autopilot. Like, that is my new protocol, and I'm able to add a few more things. So when you have your sales girl protocol, maybe some of you are doing this, you're like, dang, this is like freaking hard to sit down and write and present a message. Yes, and it gets easier. Yes, and you build the strength, you build the tolerance, you build the courage, you build all of those muscles and all of those skill sets to where it happens on autopilot, and suddenly you're recording a podcast as you drive home to pick up your son from school, and it's like no big deal, right? Now you're listening, like, record a sales message, write a sales message. Like, what does that even mean? Like, that is exactly what you learn in our program, is the framework for that. And having a framework definitely helps make this process easier. But it's life-changing, man. The protocol life is where it's at. So I've set protocols for everything. My clothes, the books that I read, the entertainment that I have. I mean, I'm at a point where I'm like, I just am not going to listen to music anymore. Because what I know is that what entertains you trains you. And we're all quick to like know every song to, you know, the Taylor Swift album. But when's the last time you've listened to a, you know, personal development, like old school tape that has principles in it that will be with you for the rest of your life, you know? So I'm just really starting to develop these, even like vacation protocols and like, cause I can be quick to not take time off, but okay, I want to have these memories with my family. So I'm going to set a protocol that this is how many times we go on vacation somewhere. Yeah. I mean, it's just like everything, even like my colors. I'm a summer from House of Colors, and it's like, absolutely nothing comes near me that's not in my season. Ripped jeans, $20 million Macy is not wearing ripped jeans. She's not wearing clothes with cutouts in them in any capacity. It's just been so life-changing to live by a set of rules, and the freedom that comes with that in my brain is, you can't put a price on it. So that's my first lesson from 75 hard. I'm sure I've got plenty more coming your way. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you on the next one.